Yankees and Twins at Target Field. New York trying to bounce back after dropping the opener Monday night. And on Tuesday night, they're facing the 44-year-old Bartolo Colon, making his Twins debut, facing Gary Sanchez in the fifth.
Line like a bullet. It is a base hit. Scoring is Torreya. Scoring is Gardner. It is a two-run double for Gary Sanchez. And the Yankees have tied the game at three.
Judge hits it sharply up the middle, a base hit. An RBI single for Aaron Judge, and the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
And the pitch is swung on. There goes the deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. And the Yankees take a 6-3 lead. First and third and no one out.
Strike three. Got him looking. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Shreve. Here's the 2-2. It'll be Cooper, and Shreve escapes the jam.
Bases loaded, two out. There's the 1-0 to Granite. Back goes Judge, right center to make the catch.
So Betances flirts with danger but escapes.
Yankees bounce back to even this series at one game apiece with a 6-3 win. After the game ended, the Yankees announced a trade with the White Sox to bring David Robertson back to New York, along with Todd Frazier and Tommy Kahnle, in exchange for Blake Rutherford, Tyler Clippard, and two minor league prospects. Here's Yankees skipper Joe Girardi about the shakeup.
Well, I mean, they could mean a lot. You're talking about two guys that have a lot of strikeout ability. David Robertson's a guy that's obviously a closer and with a ton of experience and has pitched in New York. Todd Frazier, guy hits a lot of home runs. I mean, it could mean a lot. He's played both, and he's played a lot at first, and he's played a lot at third, so it's something that we need to sort through.
Joe, in terms of solidifying the bullpen, you know, you've talked a lot about, you know, needing to get things, you know, some of the middle relief guys, and what could that do over
there? Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, adding two arms like that can really help out. You know, guys' roles might change a little bit in a sense. But I think those are two power arms that have strikeout stuff, and it's just adding to what we got.
Joe, I know you see a lot of them, but what did you think of Rutherford and Clarkin?
You know, I really didn't see hardly any. You know, I know they were two high picks. Rutherford, you know, we had high hopes for as a prospect. I believe he was playing in Charleston at a very young age and definitely holding his own. But I didn't really see those guys.
Where did you first find out that this was serious?
You know, I talked to Cash today before I went out about 6 o'clock.
Joe, what allowed you guys to finally get to Bartolo?
You know, a lot of our guys have never seen him. And I think that, you know, the movement that he has is still really good. So it took our guys a little time to figure him out. But, you know, Torreya had a big night. Gardy swung the bat well. Sanchi, Judge, and then Didi had a big two-run homer later, not off of Bartolo. But, you know, the guy swung the bats well.
Joe, 2 years ago you didn't do much at the deadline. Last year you moved people.
Yeah.
What does this do to that room in there?
It should tell them, hey, you know, we're in this. And we need to continue to play and play hard and play better than what we've done. But it should be, you know, pick me up in there in a sense, like, hey, you know, there's a lot of people that believe in this club.
Chase Headley's starting lineup spot at third base could be in question as the Yankees made a move for White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier after Tuesday's win over the Twins. Here's Headley talking about the new-look Yankees roster.
Just, you know, I mean, you have mixed emotions, obviously. You hate to see Clipper go. I mean, he's a guy that's, you know, he's a teammate, he's a friend, he's a guy that's, you know, a professional and, you know, for the most part, it's been really, really good for us. Obviously, he's had a little bit of a rough go lately, but, you know, most of his work is really good. So you hate to see that, but it's exciting that we did something to get better. And we're, you know, we're in a tough stretch where we're not playing great and we go out there and make a move still that gives, you know, makes it feel like the front office and the team believes in us. So hopefully we can play the way that we have most of the season now.
Chase, what could Frazier mean to this lineup?
I mean, he's a power present. He's a guy that, you know, can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you know, he's, you know, done a lot of great things. So I think he's just another, you know, another cog that, you know, they have to figure a way to get out of, you know, to get somebody out. So he's, you know, he's definitely going to help us.
The rubber match of this series is Wednesday. Jordan Montgomery gets the start for the Yankees against Jose Berríos.